friends. It's Lori Short, and we are in the middle of Easter week, which is the most important week in our faith. But I think we have to remember that for first century believers, this was a week that looked really bad before it looked really good. And I actually think this week has so much to teach us about what it's like to live out our faith, which is why I'm really excited about the verse that we're going to look at in today's 10-minute podcast. The verse is found in Joshua 1. It's actually verse 7, and the context is God is speaking to Joshua about how he's going to lead this mission into the promised land that God has given them. And here's what he says. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or left, that you may be successful wherever you go. So I want to unpack this verse and see what it has to offer us this week. First of all, God says, be strong and very courageous. And I think that God knows there are times when we have to exercise great courage and strength. And this, of course, is one of those times for Joshua. He was going to go in and conquer the land. And as you remember, 10 of the other spies said they shouldn't even go into the land because there were giants in it. Joshua and Caleb were the only two who said, God has given us this land and he will be with us. We should go in. And they ended up being the only two that got to go into the promised land. So now here we are in the book of Joshua, and he is going to be taking over for Moses and leading the people in. And God begins by saying, be strong and very courageous, because Joshua is going to have to be filled with courage to make it through his mission. And as I reflect on Easter week, that was a time when believers had to be strong and courageous, because Friday, things looked really bad. They had to stand firm on the long view of what God was doing. They had to remember the words that Jesus said to them about what was going to happen. I can understand why so many of them ran and hid, and why Peter denied him, why the disciples abandoned him. See, now we look at this story through the eyes of the resurrection, so we know the end, and it's different for us going through Good Friday. But imagining what it must have been like for those believers, it must have felt totally hopeless. And I think there are times in our faith journey when that's how it feels for us. So I think this verse gives us some tools for how we can be strong and courageous during those times. The first thing that God says after telling Joshua to be strong and courageous is be careful to obey the law. In other words, Joshua, remember what you know. He was going to have to hold on to what the law said and what he knew, no matter how things looked. And I think sometimes we just have to keep putting one foot ahead of the other and living out what we know about our faith when things are scary or they don't look good. We let God interpret our circumstances instead of letting our circumstances interpret what God is doing. That's when we get into trouble. And that's a great lead into the next phrase. Don't turn to the right or left. Joshua was going to have to keep his focus straight ahead on the mission at hand. And I think about that in my own life. Turning to the right and left can distract me so much from God's path. I don't know about you, but whether it's social media comparison or maybe some circumstances that make me feel like I just can't move forward, the more I focus on what's going on to my left or my right, the more I get taken off course for what God has for me ahead. In my book, 40 Verses to Ignite Your Faith, I actually give two analogies that I think can be really helpful for focusing when you're in this place. And I happen to be in this place right now, so this is helpful for me too. The first is the image of blinders. And I actually got this one from my husband when I was writing the book. I was asking him what image came to his mind when God was saying to Joshua, don't look to your right or left. And he said, for some reason, I'm seeing horses with blinders around their eyes. And I all of a sudden was transported back to when I was a child and I used to go with my dad to the races. He actually owned with some other people a couple of race horses. And so I got the opportunity to go. And I remember seeing those horses with the blinders around their eyes and asking my dad about it. And he was saying, you know, that helps the horse go faster because his focus is straight ahead and he's not distracted by what's going on the left or the right. And I thought, what a great image that is. Sometimes we need spiritual blinders. Not that we're pretending that the obstacles aren't there, but we're not focusing on them. And I think that is so helpful when we're facing some challenges in our circumstances, and we need to keep our eyes on God. The second image I give is the image of a zoom lens on a camera. When you zoom in to get a picture, you're taking other things out of the picture so that you can focus on the shot that you want. And I think this is such a helpful image when we think about the focus that we need to stay on the path that God has us on and to trust that He will lead us and give us what we need to fulfill the gifts and the mission that He has for us. It's like we're zoomed in on what God wants us to see instead of getting distracted by all the other things around. Not that we're ignoring them or not that they're not there, but we're just not focusing on them. So I think those can be two helpful images when you're trying to stay focused on the path that God has you on. And of course, the next phrase is a promise. You will be successful. If you stay focused on God, you will continue to move forward and you will have success. Otherwise, we lose focus or strength or courage and we may drop off the path. And we won't be successful because we will let what's going on around us stop us from moving forward. And that is how we're not successful, merely by giving up. So I think that this week can be such a symbol for us in our faith, because I believe that a lot of times it looks really bad just before it looks really good. And in fact, really bad is God's specialty. Because when things look their worst, God is set up to work in a way that maybe you haven't seen Him work before. And that only increases your faith in what you believe He can do. And I believe that's what God wants from all of us, a bigger faith. That is certainly what happened to first century believers on Easter week. They went from being devastated and having their dreams shattered to seeing God do the impossible, which gave them a bigger faith in a bigger God. So here's the verse again. And my prayer is that it will live in you this week as we go through the depths of Good Friday and hang on to the amazing heights of Easter Sunday. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey the law that my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or left, that you may be successful wherever you go. He is risen. But remember, the crucifixion had to happen for the resurrection to take place. So hold on this week. Be strong and courageous, and don't turn to the right or left. It's going to look bad on Friday, but on Sunday, everything will change. Thanks so much for tuning in.